Good evening, everyone. This is Melissa Rowe, and it is Monday, October 27th, 2014. I'm actually doing this audio boom, whatever they call it now. I'm sorry, but audio boom still hasn't grown on me. I miss audio boo. But in any event, I'm here today, and this is probably going to be a two-part boo. I'm here today to respond to Monty Eisnogel's audio boom, his rant at KD6CAE on Twitter, and I wanted to respond to his audio boo about why is Uber being treated like criminals in Vegas, and you know, what's the whole point with all that, or in not just in Vegas, but in Nevada. I want to add my opinion to that, and I totally agree with what he says. I have used Uber. I don't live in Nevada. I live in California, as most of you who follow me know that already. But I'll try to briefly summarize what he said in his boo. But for his full rant, Monty always uses the words grr piss. for his full grr piss rant, although he doesn't use those words in this particular audio boom or audio recording, whatever you want to call it, go check him out on Twitter and audio boom and listen to the full rant. But basically what he's saying is Uber has been around only for about a week or so in Nevada, and they have a ton of court orders, and they have to go do a court hearing tomorrow, and people are doing everything in their power to try and prevent Uber from existing in such a hugely populated area such as Vegas. And just like Monty was saying, it's all about the taxi cab companies. They fear competition. And I don't see why they should fear that, because people are trying to cut down on all the pollution in the air. And they're trying to take buses and they're trying to take other alternatives for transportation. And taxi cabs have been there for a long, long time, since as long as I can remember. And I don't see why people are so worried, like Monty was saying. Why are people in these cab companies worried? Well, I do have a slight theory. I have a theory of why they're worried. And it's because of Uber's technology trend. The fact that you could just pull out your smartphone, bing, bang, bom, and punch in where you want to go, a driver shows up, you can communicate directly with the driver, boom. There you are, you've got your ride, you go to wherever you need to go, you get out of the car, you don't have to bother fussing with your purse or your wallet to retrieve the cash or credit card. You don't have to bother with any of that. You don't have to worry about people, cab drivers asking you for a tip. You don't have to worry about that. With Uber. And see, it's the convenience and it's the technology trend, and supposedly it's the fact that Uber costs less than a taxi cab. I have mixed feelings about that, and I'll explain why in a later boo. But my theory is that because of this new technology trend, Uber charges your credit card that's on file on your account. Because of this new technology trend, everybody is going for it. Everybody is going for Uber. Because Uber's cool, you know? You punch a number, you punch a few buttons on your phone, and boom, you know, within 10 minutes or whenever the ETA will show on your ride how far the driver is, you know, boom, you've requested a ride. It's on-demand service, just like the cab. And that's what these taxi cabs fear. That's what these companies fear, is the competition and the technology trend that Uber is adopting. Let's look at it for example. I know exactly what Monty is going through, because when they first launched Uber here in the Palm Springs area, and I'm in, you know, in the Coachella Valley, I'm in Palm Desert. When they launched Uber here, it was at the time when there was the Coachella Fest. There were a bunch of artists coming down, and people needed rides to and from this festival. And you had to be a rich one to get into this festival. I heard that wristbands were worth over $300. So to get tickets and to get ways into this festival, you had to pay a lot of buku bucks. And that didn't include parking, by the way. So naturally, people were turning to other solutions. Shouldn't we just pay, I don't know, 20-some dollars for a ride on Uber? Or should we pay, I don't know, 100 or whatever it was, just to have parking for the night? Whatever the situation is, I'm sure people settled on the cheaper alternative method for getting to and from the festival. And personally, if it meant paying two rides, 20 bucks each way, I would rather pay 40 than 100. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, that's just me. Well, Uber would only exist during this Coachella Fest. It would not exist in any other time of the year until last year. Uber decided that they would stay. They would remain. Well, on the news every night during this Coachella Fest, cab companies were complaining, Uber is stealing our customers! Oh my God! And they made a big fuss over it. Uber is stealing our customers. Uber is pulling in front of us essentially just to grab more customers. Big deal! You're being a bunch of whiny babies about it. Uber isn't pulling ahead of you to steal your customers. Because, let's just say it this way, they're not your customer. Uber wouldn't be there if the person didn't request the ride. It's not like with the cabs, they sit at the airport waiting for their next victim, person to come out and get into the cab. No offense to some cab drivers. I've had some wonderful cab drivers. But no offense, you know, to that. But they sit there and, you know, you instantly have a customer. And, you know, they could have just walked off of the plane and walked into your cab and sat down and made themselves comfortable. That you could technically say was your customer. But the only reason that Uber maybe pulled in front of you is because somebody requested that ride. So if they requested that ride, they're not your customer. There's no need for you to go whining about, oh, look at what Uber's doing to us. They're stealing our customers. No. It simply means that people are trying something new. They're trying this new trend. Booking a ride on the phone. And it's a hell of a lot easier than booking a ride through the cab. And I'll give you an example. A personal example in a few moments. But it's certainly a hell of a lot easier, and it's certainly tons, way much better easier. I know I don't say that grammatically correct, but I'm like totally trying to prove a point here. It is freaking awesome that you don't have to mess with your wallet or your purse. You don't have to worry if you have the cash. You don't have to worry about the credit card machines and their cars not working. All of that is taken care of because they're charging you on with the credit card on file.
10 seconds.
So I'm going to return with audio boom number 2, and we'll continue this discussion.